Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening. It's Aletta Gillespie, and I'm happy to be back with you live today for Blog Talk Radio Updraft, the show where we just visit and sort of sit around and talk about things that are both whimsical and also serious. Today, I am just returning from my week-long workshop visit to the Augusta Heritage Center, where I got the opportunity to fellowship with musicians from all around the United States and Canada in the tradition of what I like to call roots music, blues, swing, country swing. And so I'm going to talk about that today, and I'm going to play a few songs from some of the wonderful artists that I met and got a chance to work with on stage. So be back in a moment, and we will begin this week's conversation about roots music. Alrighty. So, once again, I shared with you that this past week I had the opportunity to visit the Augusta Heritage Center. And the Augusta Heritage Center is an organization dedicated to preserving what I like to call the arts and crafts, if you will, including music. It is a mission. Their mission is to encourage understanding and practice of artistic expression found in local, regional, and ethnic traditional folk cultures. They also are dedicated to promoting, documenting, and nurturing the folk life and folkways of West Virginia. And they do that through workshops, publications, and public presentations. And so they are the Augusta Heritage Center is on the campus of the Davis and Elkins college campus, which is in Elkins, West Virginia. It's about an hour, 15 minutes southwest of Clark's, about an hour, I would say it's about 4 hours from Baltimore, actually, and about 4 hours from D.C. west. And so it was really beautiful. And you know, you're in the middle of somewhere special. It felt like the middle of nowhere, even though we know that nowhere doesn't exist. But it was really interesting on my trip up. My GPS, my GPS had a brain fart, I guess you could say. And I was in a part of the region where they're doing a lot of construction. And so, you know, sometimes the GPS, even the best ones or the best programs, sometimes will go awry. And so it flipped on me, and there I was, eye level to the tree line. And you know, you're way, way up in the Appalachian Mountains or any mountains when the clouds are below you, and you're looking down on the clouds and eye level to eye level to the tree line. And so I got lost, but thanks to the West Virginia Courtesy Patrol, which they have that, I did not know, and a wonderful person from the Taylor County Sheriff's Office, I was able to get back on track right away. And so it was interesting, it was fun, and it's just a really cute community. Elkins, West Virginia, the population itself is around 9,000 people, but they have all the fast food joints you can imagine, and the Walmart. And Walmart and the Kmart are right next door to each other. Nonetheless, it was a wonderful opportunity to work with and fellowship with some amazing artists from all over the world. And if I can get the technology to cooperate, I'm going to play several samples for you today with some of the artists that I had the opportunity to work with. So last week was the Blues and Swing Week. And so the focus was on blues music. It was on swing, including country swing, and also gospel. And as far as gospel is concerned, I would say the more traditional forms of gospel, especially as they arose from the bluegrass, I'm sorry, from the country tradition, African American, and then later country traditions. And so I'm going to be playing some of that music for you here on the show today. And what I want to start with, though, is some music from Gaye Adegbolola. Gaye, many people who know of Gaye Adegbolola will know that she was the founder of the group Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. They broke up in 2009 after making music for 25 years. But since that time, Gaye, she performs, writes songs, and gives presentations and speeches. She has the children's CD called Blues in All Flavors, which was released in 2012. It received the Parents' Choice Gold Award for Music. And then she reformed in 2013 and began a group called The Wild Roots, and they started touring last year. They have their CD, their first CD they did together called Is It Still Good to You? I'm going to be playing a couple of songs from that CD. Gaye Adegbolola was born as Gaye Todd, raised in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Graduated as valedictorian of the then segregated Walker Grant High School. She finished Boston University with a major in biology and a minor in chemistry. Before becoming a teacher, she worked as a technical writer for TRW Systems, a biochemical researcher at Rockefeller University, and as a bacteriologist at Harlem Hospital. She has a master's degree in educational media with a concentration in photography from Virginia State. She began teaching in her 70s in the Fredericksburg City Public School System, which she spent 18 years. And she also directed her the Harambee 360 Degrees Experimental Theater Festival. She was able to use performance as a tool to assist Black youth in gaining confidence as they struggled with identity issues during the spread of integration. During her whole teaching career. In fact, she was honored as Virginia State Teacher of the Year in 1982. And through her career, she moonlighted as a musician. And she also maintains a blues legacy. And now she sort of has reformulated herself. She envisions herself, sees herself as a contemporary griot, keeping the history alive, delivering messages of empowerment, ministering to the heartbroken, and finding joy in the mundane. And so she tours all over the world, has won numerous awards. And enough about that. Let's just play some of her wonderful music. This one's called Eye Candy.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sugar running all around my brain. Every time I see my baby, my stressful gate insane. Oh, eye candy on my mind. There is no substitute. My baby is so splendid, Lord. She's honey dripping cute. Ow! I can't eat on my mind. Lord, she's high. Chocolate, I always love to eat. So rich and oh so nutty, Lord. My favorite treat.
Give me up your love, I'll be. doggone fine. Feeling cold chills up and down my spine. So fine, so fine, so fine, yeah. My baby, so doggone fine, so fine, so fine, so fine, so fine, yeah. My baby, so doggone fine, so doggone fine, doggone fine, ha, ha, doggone fine.
And that was Gay Adegbolola from her CD. Actually, that's Gay Adegbolola and the Wild Roots. And that one was called My Baby Is So Fine. Eye Candy is what she calls that. So a little bit more about Gay. She has toured nationally and internationally and has won numerous awards, including the prestigious Blues Music Award, which is formerly the W.C. Handy Award, the Grammy of the blues industry. Also of importance, in 2011, Gay was named an outstanding Virginian by Equality Virginia for championing GLBT equality. And in 2012, she received a Parents' Choice Gold Award for music for her children's CD, Blues in All Flavors. And as of 2015, she has 16 CDs in national distribution, including 5 on her own label, Hot Toddy Music. She composes, sings, and plays acoustic guitar, slide guitar, and harmonica. And she is just, it was an absolute joy to run around with her last week, to talk with her, to fellowship with her over food. And it was just an amazing experience. And so I'm going to play another one of her songs. I am having a bit of a challenge with the upload function here, with the uploading the music. Some of the songs have not uploaded, but I'm going to attempt to play them for you another way, and I'm hoping that they come through. So here's another one for her, from her, and this one's called The Dog Was Here First. The Dog Was Here First.
Snuggle up in your bed, let your sweet smelling pillow ease my aching head. But your big dog was laying there, snoring loud as he pleased. I say, if I lay down with that dog, you know I'll get up and please. You said
the dog was here first.
Well, yeah, I know the dog was here first, but golly,
the dog was here first.
You can make a little room for me, can't you?
The dog was here first. If you don't like it, you can leave.
Oh, no, I ain't going nowhere. You see, I still want to share your life. Sit down for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Eat some home-cooked food. I'll be your sweet breadwinner. I pulled out a chair. I heard a crowd on the phone. Your dog had grabbed my leg and made like it was his bone.
The dog was here first.
Oh, that dog just bit me on the leg.
The dog was here first.
You need to get a newspaper and discipline him.
The dog was here first. If you don't like it,
I don't like
you
it.
You can leave.
But I really don't want to leave. I don't want to go. You know, you said it was your baby. The only child you had, your companion and your partner. How could I be mad? Your dog was always with you, through thick and through thin. So I came to understand he is your only friend. But I still want to share your life, so I'll bring your dog some treats. I'll scratch behind his ears, I'll shake hands with his feet. Your dog would run and greet me, he'd sit up and he'd beg. Then drool run out of his mouth and he would start to hump my leg. You said
dog was here first.
I know that, baby, but drool is running down my leg.
The dog was here first.
I don't like it when he starts humping on me like that. I really don't like it.
The dog was here first. If you don't like it,
can't you do something
about
it? You
can leave.
I don't
want to
go. I don't want to go.
Well, just know that he's my baby, the only child.
running feet, man. He stood up and he fed. Then he sniffed my crotch and he would start to hold my leg. He said,
the dog was here first.
Oh, I don't like this at all. I can't take it.
The dog was here first.
Now he's got his nose all up in my business.
The dog was here first.
Well, I don't like it, so I will leave.
Oh, I'm out of here.
I was going to the 7-Eleven store to buy myself a snack. I told my family that I was coming right back. So I grabbed my money, I kissed my honey, I said, do you want anything more? Well, I pulled on my hoodie and I headed on out the door. I left that 7-Eleven store, heard home in the rain. Had my can of cold iced tea and my Skittles in my hand. But I had a premonition, or was it superstition? My heart started to pound. I had the feeling I was standing on shaky ground. I got the Skittles blues. I got the Skittles blues. I got the Skittles blues. And I won't go home no more. That damn old shaky ground. When my heart started to pound. Standing on shaky ground. And I won't go home no more.
I got the Skittles blues.
John
That was Gay Adegbolola, Gay Adegbolola and the Wild Root. That last song was called The Skittles Blues. And, of course, a roll call, a protest song, if you will, and a roll call for many African-American men who have been, their lights and lives were snuffed out due to police brutality. And so she's done a roll call there with their names, starting the Skittles Blues, obviously, is referring to Trayvon Martin. And then she goes to call Oscar Grant, Eric Garner, Michael Brown, and others. And sad to say, but the list keeps growing. But that's a conversation for another day. Before that, I played for you her song, The Dog Was Here First. And I like that. It's a really, really comical number. So that is the work of Gay Adegbolola and The Roots. You can find her work, obviously, online. You can also go to her website called, it's www.adegbolola.com. A, D as in David, E, G as in Gary, B as in boy, A-L-O-L-A.com, Adegbolola. And so we're going to switch gears. There are some from Gay, and we're going to be listening to some more blues. Going to feature the work of pianist Ricky Nye, born in Cincinnati in 1956, has been by the music bug at age 5, and since 1979, his musical journeys on piano, organ, and accordion have taken him through jazz, funk, rock and roll, and in fact, in 1979 to 1985, he spent with legendary cult favorites, the Raisins. He also plays a bit of country, Zydeco, New Orleans styles, boogie woogie, and blues. In fact, he spent 3 years with the late Ed Thompson, and this knowledge has landed him on countless recording sessions and as accompanist to renowned blues artists such as James Harmon, Junior Watson, Jason Ritchie, Francine Reed, and Daryl Newlish. He also leads two groups, Ricky Nye and the Red Hots, the winners of the Best Blues Band in Cincinnati and the Cincinnati Enquirer's 2001 Cammy Award. And his trio, Ricky Nye Inc., formerly the Swinging Mudbugs, the band behind Ricky's 1998 release Piano Was Fun, and 2003's Quick and Dirty. He's also won the Best Solo Act Cammy Award for the Best Solo Act in 2001-2002, along with Best Blues R&B Instrumentalist in the 2002 Cammies. And also, he's won just tons of awards, Best Blues R&B Artist from 2001, 4, 5, 10, and 13 CEA Awards held by City Beat Magazine in Cincinnati. And he's just done amazing things. So we're going to learn a little more about Ricky Nye, but right now I'm going to play some of his music. This one is called Monday Struggle. Thank you. Boogie Woogie pianist Ricky Nye. That's the music of Ricky Nye from his CD Swingin' Some Blues. That one's called Let's Have a Ball. And we're going to close out this section of the show again with Ricky Nye, Swingin' Some Blues. This is called Epididymitis Boogie. Thank you. That's Ricky Nye from the CD Swingin' Some Blues. This is Epididymitis, the Epididymitis Boogie. And today on Updraft, I am featuring music from some of the artists that I worked with, fellowshipped with, played with at the Augusta Heritage Center on the campus of Davis and Elkins College last week in Elkins, West Virginia. And the Augusta Heritage Festival is committed to the preservation of indigenous roots, music, crafts, culture, arts, everything from stained glass and work that you can create with straw and everything from baskets to corn brooms. To music, blues, swing, country blues, bluegrass, you name it, even swing dancing. I was so blown away by the number of people into swing dancing and young people. I saw high school kids partnering up, and they knew how to do this stuff, and it was just so inspiring. And so I had my first hand dance lesson, and I learned how to jitterbug as well. So I'm excited. So I'm going to be looking for some place to practice my skills here in the the DMV area. We're going to move along. I want to feature some more music by some amazing artists that I worked with last week. And I'm going to feature the work of Donna Harula. I met Donna there at the Augusta Heritage Festival. She's a blues slide guitar player and singer from Chicago. She plays Delta, country, and modern blues. She was the co-winner of the 2010 and 2011 Windy City Blues Society Blues Challenge solo duo category, and she was a semifinalist at the 2012 International Blues Challenge. She's also a semifinalist in the 2012 Yamaha Six String Theory International Guitar Competition. Excuse me. Wow. Competition. As an accomplished slide guitarist, she headlined the 2014 Durban International Blues Festival in South Africa. She has performed multiple times at the Chicago Blues Festival, and in 2009 she performed a solo tribute for slide guitar master Robert Nighthawk's centennial celebration. She also performed as part of a Robert Nighthawk symposium for the Delta Cultural Center in Helena, Arkansas, which is Nighthawk's hometown. She is a regular at Buddy Guy's Legends in Chicago, and it's performed at the House of Blues Chicago, as well as BB's Jazz, Blues, and Soups in St. Louis, Missouri. In addition to playing traditional blues on National Resonator guitars, she also plays electric slide guitar as part of the Chicago Women in the Blues. So let's hear some of Donna's music, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about her biography. This is from her CD, The Moon is Rising, Songs of Robert Nighthawk. And we're going to start with the Return Mail Blues, followed by Bricks in My Pillow. Mm-hmm. That's the music of Donna Hirula, also an artist that was part of the Augusta Blues and Swing Week, Augusta Heritage Center's Blues and Swing Week last week on the College of Davis and Elkins, campus, I'm sorry, of Davis and Elkins College. I feel a little jet lagged. I got in yesterday after a week of teaching and jamming and late night jams and being sleep deprived, and drove from West Virginia yesterday, dropped my bags, took a half hour nap, and went to a gig in Pennsylvania last night with another band. And so I'm feeling a little, I'm still trying to catch myself today here. But Donna has also played with the, she plays National Resonator guitars. She plays electric slide guitar as part of the Chicago Women in the Blues. Other blues, folk, and music festivals that she's performed at include the King Biscuit Blues Festival, Mississippi Valley Blues Festival, the Woodstock Folk Festival, and the Bayfront Blues Festival. Donna also teaches individual workshops and has taught slide guitar and her Delta Blues guitar at many, many venues around the United States and all over the world. And some of her inspirations include Son House, Robert Johnson, Muddy Waters, Rory Block, Memphis Minnie, Furry Lewis, Robert Nighthawk, of course, and Johnny Winter. Of course, you can go to her website, Donna Hirula, H-E-R-U-L-A is how you pronounce her name, music, and find out more information about her. The next woman that we're going to play is what's called an exceptional vocalist and quite faultless and engaging in Blues in Britain magazine. We're going to feature the work of Lauren Sheehan. She is a roots Americana musician, launched her recording and performing career in 2002 and has been sailing on to critical acclaim, national and international radio charts, and encores at festivals, concerts, and venues across the country and Canada ever since. From fronting a nine-piece band to solo acoustic work, this vivacious songster delights audience with the breadth of her material, evocative artistry, and musicianship. Stephen Winnick, folklorist, music critic, and editor of the Huffington Post in 2013, said in the Elizabeth Cotton John Hurt vein, a one-woman Americana jukebox. Her fingerwork and sensitive singing, Piedmont picking, all sounds deceptively easy, which is a testament to her huge talent and hard work. On top of that, she's just a really, really, really sweet, positive force of nature, and I was so honored to hang out with her last week. From her CD, Rose City Ramble, this is I Want Jesus to Walk With Me by Lauren Sheehan.
Let's have a warm welcome for Lauren Sheehan.
I want Jesus, Lord, to walk with me. Thank you.
And we're going to close today's show with one last song from Lauren Sheehan. This one's called Chilly Waters. Once again today, featuring the music of the artist from last week's Blues and Swing Week at the Augusta Heritage Festival on the campus of the Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia. We're going to close with this song, and I will see you next week with more wonderful music and interviews right here on Updraft. This one's called Chilly Waters.
I'm married, became a wife, found some trouble in my life, brought me out with chilly waters. Then my sunshine on the water, the light split in the hand of her. But she's going where the chilly winds don't blow. Winds don't blow. Then she's going where the chilly winds don't blow. Hester's always welcome here. You make the bread, you call the beer. Pour the wine, sit by the fire, your heart's desire. But you never stay too long. Look around, that woman is gone. She's going where the chilly winds don't blow. Winds don't blow. She's going where the chilly winds don't blow. You make my tea as the day is dawning, and I hit a hill with my arrow and bow. Strung up so tight, my focus sharp in the hunt of light. I won't care about the cold rain or snow. Rain or snow. I'll stay out long and late, to moonlight visions of my.